live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so head on over there and enjoy those on us. Remember, those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites? I think you'll find that freetalklive.com gives you more for free than those other sites even charge you for. Go see for yourself at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
All right, for those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about, for the most part, Scientology throughout the entire show, but you don't have to stay on Scientology.
Yeah, you can call in and talk about anything you want.
Right, it's still Free Talk Live, but also if you want to talk about a different organized religion slash cult, whatever your experience has been, especially if you're a Scientologist who's been in and is now out of Scientology, it'd be interesting to have that perspective as well. Because last hour we actually heard from three different people claiming to be Scientologists. The first two were less than helpful with their answers. And the third one was very, very informative as far as answering our questions.
Yeah, I feel like he kind of summed everything up personally. But, if I'd love to hear more.
So we want to hear from you, 800-259-9231, as we continue taking your phone calls. I believe we've got Jason listening in Clearwater. That was Jason. We actually already talked to Jason. Let's talk to Sean in South Carolina. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, still here.
You are on the air, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I was just wondering, you've been talking about Scientology for most of the show here.
Yes, sir.
And I know that a little while ago before was it Jason that just called in and had all the information and stuff?
Yeah.
There were a lot of questions and things like that. I remember a couple years back when the Anonymous group hacked all of the Scientology stuff. They wound up getting a lot of the documentation, and they actually got a full copy of the auditor's manual.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can find it online. It's a really interesting read. I would actually send it to you right now, but I'm in the middle of running a delivery of a pizza driver.
You're obviously not clear enough. Just kidding.
Obviously. Yeah.
That's a Scientology joke for those of you just tuning in.
Yeah, obviously. But yeah, it's got a lot of really interesting information. It talks about it goes into a lot more detail about the levels and what all has to be done to get to the next level. And mm-hmm. I think there's actually a segment in there that actually talks about how much they should charge per auditing session and things like that. And it pretty much covers everything that you've been wondering about. If you want, if I can dig it up, I can send it over to you so you can poke around at it.
No, I mean, by all means, you certainly can. You can send it to either Ian or Mark at freetalklive.com, or you can just post a link to it if you want over at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do, because that way other people can see it and share it around. Honestly, anyone could go ahead and research and find out more about Scientology than we're going to find out tonight on a three-hour radio show by doing their own thing on the Internet. What we're doing is we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Anything else that you want to share about that?
No, that was pretty much it. I wanted to just pitch that out there, so I wasn't sure if you all had heard about everything that had gone on with that, but I wanted to pitch it out there if you guys wanted to get some more information. And I can, when I get home tonight, I can definitely pitch it over to you and see what you think, and you guys can talk about it in a later show, maybe.
Yeah, hop on by freetalklive.com, and there's a submit show prep link there. That'll allow all of our other listeners to experience it as well, and I appreciate your call tonight, Sean. Thank you, sir.
Not a problem.
Yep, 800-259-9231. We go to Hunter. Calling from our hometown, Sarasota, Florida. Hunter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Hunter. What's on your mind?
I'm calling in as a Christian. I had a couple questions that I'm hoping you guys will ask the Scientologists. And I think the one woman that you spoke to earlier, Pat, I think it was her name. I think I heard her before. I think she's a spokesperson for them. So she really has a lot of knowledge on what goes on. But I'm curious. I'd like to ask a Scientologist, who is their God? Because they always skirt the question. And also, what happens as soon as a Scientologist dies? Because that's something that, that'd be something very interesting for me as a Christian to hear what they think versus what I believe.
Well, Jason said they don't believe in a soul, but at the same time...
He wanted his own term for it, I think is what he was saying that L. Ron Hubbard wanted.
Right, well, at the same time, they were talking about spiritual evolution and so on. So let's see, the questions were, what happens when you die, and what was the first one?
The first one is, who is their God? Because I can never, I've heard other people interview Scientologists, and when you ask them that question... they just don't have an answer.
Do you think that, so Scientology is a church and it's a religion. Do you need to have a God in order to be a religion?
Well, as a Christian, I would say yes.
No, okay, the answer is no.
Because
though.
I felt so strongly.
I'm actually asking from a legal standpoint, but I'll take your moral answer if you'd like it.
Yes, and I'd say even as having a religion, yes, I would say that, you would pretty much have to have a God, because otherwise you could just, be anything and collect money and get tax write-off.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think you do have to have a God. I mean, the definition, the primary definition of religion is a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, now, especially when considered as the creation of a superhuman agency or agencies, usually involving devotional and ritual observances and often containing a moral code governing the conduct of human affairs.
Do you think you could have instead a concept like truth as your God?
Well, look at all the crime that's going around across the country, I'd say in the last 20, 30 years, and we're taking out the Ten Commandments out of the all the courts and taking prayer out of schools. And when you look at all those things, you can see the moral decay of America.
Actually, crime is on the decline right now. It was it peaked in 79 or 80, and it's now on the decline. And there are many countries in Western Europe that have far less, far fewer religious folks, and they have less crime, too.
Well, I would say, I would agree with you. Crime could be down, but I think moral decay is definitely up.
Well, what's moral decay?
Moral decay.
Moral decay. The divorce rates, abortions, things in general that we used to hold dear and true traditions, Christmas, Easter, let's take Christ out of Christmas.
Well, I feel like this is how I always feel when I talk to Christians about this Christmas issue, is that there's a war on Christianity. I mean, it's the biggest religion in the world, and if I don't want to say Merry Christmas, instead I want to say Happy Holidays, I don't feel like I'm waging war on anybody,
Well, I agree. That's your right. But the fact is there are people that are trying to get it taken out of tradition, such as, parades. They've done parades for so many years, called it the Christmas Parade, and taking nativity scenes away from courthouses and all those types of things that are going on across the country.
Well, the problem there is communal property. If I'm forced to pay for a courthouse and I find the whole nativity scene offensive for whatever reason, and I'm not saying I do, if I'm forced to pay for it, then I should have a say just like anybody else. I don't think, if there are 99 people in a town and there are 100 people in town, 99 of them are Christians and one's an atheist, I don't think that atheist should be, his tax money should go to fund that courthouse if there's going to be a nativity scene there. Doesn't that seem unfair? I mean, why is it? Why is the democratic process, why is it okay that 99 people think it's good and the one's wrong, and the 99 should be right and the one should be wrong?
I see what you're saying, but even on private properties, you hear stories every so often.
People try to go after private property, but it's
right.
Never been successful. I mean, sometimes there'll be vandalism, and I think that's wrong. Quite frankly, if you're out vandalizing somebody's nativity scene, you could get shot. It's a bad idea.
What I see as far as moral decay, I see moral decay within the Christian church. Now, I am a former Christian. I used to be a Presbyterian back in the day. And kind of my observations over the years as an adult has been that the Christians, people that call themselves Christians,
I don't know that you can
anything
say it.
But a lot of people that call themselves Christians are anything but Christians, as far as I can tell. They are advocating things like war and killing. And what would Jesus do in that circumstance?
Are you talking about wars like what's going on overseas? Or
who would Jesus bomb?
Tell
me the person Jesus would bomb.
Boy, you know what? That's a good question for someone. someone that's a pastor of a church.
We'll tell you what, we'll bring you back here in a moment. You can answer it if you'd like. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Take control.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. And we are equal opportunity critics when it comes to the various different organized religions of the world. Yes, we have been focusing on Scientology for the bulk of the show, but we just
people don't really know much about it. So it's and I don't know much
interesting.
About it. It's interesting to talk about.
Yeah, it's interesting to learn things. And, of course, we've got the Christian on the line with us here. We'll get right back into that. But first, I want to tell you about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI. It's a company that handles collections. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. If you have a company, you didn't intend to get into that company for the purpose of collecting on accounts receivable, let Tickle CAI do it. Their employees are trained in treating your customers with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. You can't keep clients that you treat poorly. Tickle CAI is the perfect company to handle this for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And by the way, freetalklive.com is where you can go to get interactive in various different ways. We've got the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you want to punch up our mobile site, get quick access to our live streams and podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Hunter, listening in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Hunter, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, we were kind of getting off. You're a Christian, and you'd had some questions about Scientology, which I thought were good questions, but we kind of ended up talking more about Christianity and how you'd mentioned the moral decay of society to your observation. And I have observed that if anything has morally decayed, it has been the Christian religion, in that the Christians, a lot of the Christians that we talk to on this program, a lot of the Christians that you see on news media being interviewed and, you know, as talking heads on political talk shows and such,
well,
a lot of these so-called Christians,
sane people aren't good interviews, I'm afraid. You know, if you do one of these talking heads,
we're talking about like people like Pat Robertson and others who are, you know, very, very large profiled Christians, Mark. That's what I'm talking about. People with a name, so to speak, and just other Christians that aren't as large profile, that these Christians are not doing what Jesus would do. I don't think. They're not emulating Jesus, and I thought that's what Christians were supposed to be doing. And
that's Christ-like.
Yeah, and Christ was talking about turning the other cheek and forgiveness and love, and loving thy enemy. And yet you see Christians all over the place supporting things like war and aggression.
Look at them dirty Muslims.
Yeah, and aggression and, you know, putting people in jail for drug use or for instance, you know, being homosexual or whatever. So, you know, what would Jesus do in the case of bombing people, sir? What do you think about that?
All right, well, there's a couple things I'll mention real quick. One, and I'm kind of quoting, there's a pastor in St. Petersburg, Joe Vancouvering, has a church, Gateway Christian Center. And one of the things he always mentions, if I've heard this in his talk before, that they said in the end times in the Bible that people would have itchy ears, and they would preachers would not preach sound doctrine in the churches. And that's what you're seeing a lot of going on today in the churches in America.
So then would you say that, you would say that as a Christian, you don't believe in aggressing against other countries and bombing folks?
Well, here's something interesting, and the one thing I could come up with that you asked me about killing, what would Jesus do or, you know, condone killing? I saw a sermon on television, believe it or not, a few weeks ago. There's a guy named John Hagee out of Texas. Have you heard of him?
Yep, heard the name.
All right. He is doing a series on the Ten Commandments right now. And one of the weeks was about thou shalt not commit murder, one of the Ten Commandments there.
Yeah.
And he went over examples, and he would explain it a lot more eloquently than I would. But in the Bible, there was killing that went on with the wars, and you look at David and Goliath, and there's all kinds of examples of people dying in the Bible. But the one thing it is definitely the sin, and one of the Ten Commandments is not to commit murder. And I just can't think of the exact example he used.
Well, usually what they say
in the Bible.
What they say about that is that that murder and killing are distinguished, and it's certainly there is a distinction between murder and killing. Murder is, in fact, legalized killing, or illegal killing, and then they have legalized killing that the government can do.
Doesn't matter, though. Turn the other cheek, man.
I mean, right, and this is the point that I'd like to make to this, is the Old Testament, although the Old Testament is the foundation for the religion of Christianity, it is not the religion of Christianity. It is a, you know, 2,500-year-old, even more than that, 3,000-year-old religion of, you know, a mountain god. It really doesn't have anything to do with that. Jesus said he came to fulfill the law.
Yes, but if you look at a lot of the prophecies in Daniel and Ezekiel, the rebirth of Israel, which who'd have thought that would happen?
Yeah, it's
48.
It's certainly
unusual. Israel wasn't around for 1,700 years after 70 AD, and now all of a sudden Israel's a nation.
But Israel also came back after Babylon and Assyria. So, I mean, Israel, they could have been talking about those situations, too. They, you know, these when you're talking about these, normally these prophets are often making current predictions about their current political situation. They're not really talking about it. You've got to remember what Yahweh was he was in fact the pantheon of gods at that time. He was the war god. So you would have these war god worshippers that say, hey, we got to get back. We got to, you know, these colors don't run, baby. We got to kill some mofos and we got to get our nation back. And that's kind of how they do it.
Thanks, Hunter, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Justin, listening in Thomasville, Georgia, to WMTM. Hey, Justin.
How you doing? I just wanted to make a couple of comments as another Christian.
Yes, sir.
On some of the things y'all have been discussing.
All right.
Who would Jesus bomb?
Yes.
How do you think that he would have reacted to the bombing of Hitler and the Nazis?
I don't know. I guess the question I would have to ask with that is, you know, why did Paul write that, you know, that these government people are put above us and that God put them there and ordained them, so you've got to obey them? I mean,
yeah,
did God put Hitler there?
I think there are two types of laws. One is God's law and one is the law of the land. And you should obey the law of the land as long as it doesn't interfere with obeying God's laws. And I don't think...
I would think Jesus
was an advocate of war. I never heard it, but
okay,
I think
good.
The defense of the innocent is obviously a good thing.
Well, to turn the other cheek, dude. I mean, that seems pretty clear to me.
Well, when you're talking about the defense of the innocent,
right,
I mean, this is an interesting idea. But I mean, you know, there's the real world doesn't count when you're a Christian. What the world that counts is the world afterwards. So those innocents are going on to their reward, as it were. Couldn't you claim that it's just God's will?
Well,
no, I mean, one could, I suppose, but...
Well, to wait, hold on. To answer your question, what would Jesus do in the case of, you know, Hitler or whatever other terrible, you know, Pol Pot or et cetera? I would think that Jesus would advocate for civil disobedience and mass non-cooperation, which unfortunately didn't really happen in that situation.
Right, mass non-cooperation with Hitler?
Hey,
That would have led to death, and of course, then you'd be a martyr.
No, it was
sure,
a cooperation that led to death. It was a cooperation of the Jews of Germany that led them to their doom, unfortunately. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, you either believe in the principles or you don't, right? I mean, turn the other cheek seems pretty clear to me.
To some extent.
Love thy enemy.
You know, the Jews in Germany wanted to be put into ghettos. That term meant a different thing to them. They wanted the opportunity to live amongst themselves. People do this all the time. They want to live near people that believe like them. So
if the government tells me to report to the city and you know, live in one of their little camp areas, I'll pass. Thanks. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Back in thrones have their tools. Slakes build them with the rules. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. This live Saturday edition, joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website. One of our features there, of course we give you the features free, is our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because our chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. It's for free, of course. cam.freetalklive.com. The cam brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
Yeah, MemoryDealers.com, and they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. It's in stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's MemoryDealers.com.
Before we go on with the calls here, Mark, I know you wanted to make a comment quite quick.
You know, yeah. I got to say, war is my favorite topic, being the, you know, believing what I do, that it's a terrible way to solve problems. You know, World War II is the good war. That's the one that you can, because you can always point to, hey, look, Hitler's killing Jews, and he killed a whole bunch of them. I'm not going to say he didn't. But the fact is, it was the United States intervention through Woodrow Wilson, who said that he was not going to have any wars of nation building or, you know, foreign wars and that kind of thing. He pounded the pulpit and finally got into...
He was elected on that promise.
Yeah, he was elected on that promise. Finally got into World War I based on the belief that Germany may have done some sabotage here in the United States, and there certainly was some sabotage done. No one knows for certain who, or if they were working for any particular nation. Germany was talking to Mexico about an invasion, as if the United States couldn't handle an invasion from Mexico. But as a result, Woodrow Wilson decided, well, let's get into World War I. Because of the the United States got into World War I, it tipped the balance between these two powers that were fighting to the point that it was basically there was a decisive end. And Germany and the Central Powers got tricked through the armistice, and essentially this is why a guy like Hitler, because the German people felt they were jilted, they were cheated, and because they felt jilted, a guy like Hitler was able to rise to power. So if you're going to point out that World War II is the good war, and admittedly, that might be true. However, what you need to understand is the United States created that situation.
I wouldn't say it was good in that the United States also angled itself into World War II, created itself and put itself there by essentially goading the Japanese into attacking them.
That's a fact. That much is there, right? Like there's the memos and things like that. But if you hold your chin out to somebody and say, hey, hit it. And they go ahead and hit it, it's still their aggression, not yours.
Not quite the same as what they did, Mark. They did actually, you know, have essentially a financial blockade. There was an embargo,
but the embargo was, if you believe in the idea of nation states, then some people will
say... I do not.
Right, I understand you don't. And then people will say that the nation states control everybody in it, and those were United States companies that were embargoed from sending oil over to Japan.
Let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. Let's talk first to Trey, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Hello, Trey. Trey, listening in Charleston?
Hey, guys. I was actually doing a term paper on modern anti-authoritarian...
Quick question, Trey. I apologize. Are you talking to us on, like, a headset or something?
It's in-car Bluetooth.
Okay, sounds awful.
I was actually just wondering if you guys had any good source material, web resources, books, or anything on any kind of modern anti-authoritarian
movement. A modern anti-authoritarian movement?
In general, not any particular movement. I mean, I know you guys would be more or less in that category with the Free State Project, so yeah. I didn't know. I knew a lot more about, you know, primitive anarchist bankers like Proudhon and Bakunin and stuff like that, and I've got all that research. I just haven't been able to find too much cohesive research on the influence on the modern anti-authoritarian.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
So you're looking for an answer outside of the Free State Project? I mean, the Free State Project being a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all forming, all moving toward one place, which is New Hampshire, which is why Mark and I moved here 4 years ago. So something that, would that have answered your question had you not already known about the Free State Project?
I'd actually already incorporated the Free State Project in the paper. I was just looking for if you guys knew of any other movements that were similar or just any other good thinkers who put out, you know, papers or periodicals or books.
Yeah. There are plenty of people that are writing articles or writing periodicals about, you know, liberty or anti-authoritarianism, if you want to put it that way. It's certainly more of a negative way to put the same idea. But LouRockwell.com, have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Okay, LouRockwell.com is probably the premier liberty-oriented opinion piece website. It's LEWRockwell.com. There are new articles up there every single day, and we've met Lou Rockwell. He's a really nice guy. He's actually the president of the Mises Institute. Maybe you're familiar with Mises as one of the older, I guess, thinkers from the 20th century.
Ludwig von Mises.
Ludwig von Mises. And Lou Rockwell is, I guess, one of his proteges, and he's now running the Mises Institute down in Auburn. So that might be a place to look.
Thanks, guys.
Very good, Trey. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. LouRockwell.com, incredibly popular website.
Yeah, it's a very popular website.
So we continue here. And heck of a nice guy, too. He actually came up and visited New Hampshire.
I missed it.
Stopped here in the studio. Where were you for that one?
I don't know.
Out in Florida.
Globetrotting. You know us talk show hosts. Margarita in one hand, babes by the pool.
Yeah, right. So we will continue taking your calls. Tariq is listening in Virginia, the WVTS. Hello, Tariq. Or, excuse me, West Virginia.
Oh, hey. A couple callers ago, there was a caller who claimed to be a Christian and was, you know, he had this kind of a rat trail he went on about how people are oppressing Christians and trying to ban Christmas and the war on Christmas and everything. And I just want to bring up the fact that Christmas doesn't really have anything, in my opinion, that's specifically mentioned by Christ. It's not even I don't even understand why Christians make a big deal about it, because it's just the pagan religion that it's a pagan holiday that Christians just decided to Christianize. And it's almost it's not, I don't understand why people take it so sacred.
It's ours now.
It's tradition. The reason why they take it sacred is because it's tradition. No one taught me when I was growing up as a Christian that Christmas wasn't, hey, kids, this wasn't originally our idea. This was the pagans' idea, and we borrowed it from them. Well, no, they never teach you that. It's just accepted as though this has been the way it's always been.
And you have to understand the sort of traditionalist mindset. Traditionalists are traditionalists because it's the tradition. So if these people were sitting around in, call it 100 A.D., they would have considered the Christians to be this dirty rabble on the street that we want nothing to do with. Because, that's how traditionalists are. Now that Christianity is the big religion in the world, and one of them has to be, the folks that are Christians now consider the rest of these religions to be dirty rabble and should be ignored.
Yeah, but even in, like, the historical record that we have of Christianity, in the past, like, 200 or 300 years. I mean, we even had Christians that tried to ban Christmas, like Puritans. Like, within New England, like, hardly anyone celebrated Christmas. You would never have seen, like, Christmas trees or anything like that.
Christmas is actually only, like, a 100 years old. I mean, if you're looking at, what we call Christmas today, and it's certainly...
Exactly.
Yeah, within the past few decades, handful of decades, it's really become a big deal.
You only need a few generations for a tradition to become sacred.
Yeah, that much is true.
I just think if someone's becoming ideological like that, it's really retarded because it's not, it has no ideological basis for it. There's no, like Jesus wasn't even born.
Pete, you're right. I mean, people love their traditions. That's all it is. It's just a tradition in the same way that if people stopped getting married as frequently, people would be upset about that too because marriage is such a socially acceptable and accepted tradition. If that started to change, then there would also be people who are outraged about that as well. If people stopped doing Halloween, people would be upset about that too. So it just all depends. And of course, it probably wouldn't be as... wouldn't be as angry about Halloween because there isn't really a religion that kind of props that one up. So yeah, it's likely that Easter...
You don't hate the baby Jesus if you don't want to do Halloween.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Drake, for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
But there are many Christian denominations, Quakers among them. I know that the Jehovah's Witnesses do it, too, that do not recognize days, that they believe that considering one day over another is contrary to God's word. They have scriptural foundation for that. So,
They don't recognize days?
They do not recognize, like, specific days. One day isn't more or important than others, so they don't celebrate holidays or birthdays or anything like that. And they can tell the other religious folks why they're wrong.
All right, more coming up here. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the most effective way to get more customers for your business, more donors for your nonprofit, more churchgoers on Sunday? Email marketing, because it gets results. That's why over 700,000 companies of all sizes use iContact, an industry-leading email marketing solution. iContact's award-winning email marketing solution makes it incredibly simple to create, send, and track email newsletters and email promotions. And iContact is integrated with social media, so your email newsletters can go viral on Facebook and Twitter. Whether you're new to email marketing or a seasoned pro, let iContact help your business grow and prosper. With a 99% deliverability rate, iContact ensures that your message actually reaches your customer's inbox, not their junk mail or spam folder. And you can try iContact free for 30 days. Go to iContact.com and enter promo code FREE for your free 30-day trial right now. That's the letter I, contact.com, and promo code FREE. Email marketing with iContact gets results.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but I'm not going to give you the phone number because we're loaded up on calls. If you're on the line, we'll do our best to get you on here in these remaining moments. And joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian
and Mark.
Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You may shop with us should you like to support this program. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. To do that, and that'll allow you to shop through our affiliate links for both Newegg and Amazon, two of the most popular internet retailing websites. Amazon, probably the best place at which to shop because we get a pretty decent chunk of Amazon's profits when you enter through our affiliate links there at shop.freetalklive.com. All you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com, pick the appropriate link for your country, so U.S., Canada, U.K., also Germany, there's links for all of those, and then you click in through the one that's appropriate, and then at that point you just get your shopping done as you normally would, and you can feel good because Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price at shop.freetalklive.com. However, there are some things that Amazon can't sell you.
Yeah, Liberty stickers, for instance. You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You could do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. I like to go over there and just kind of read through the stickers. I find the sayings to be interesting. Also, if you're going to, you know, gun show, you got a retail place, something like that, Liberty Stickers has a bargain for you to set up your own table and sell Liberty Stickers. It's LibertyStickers.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Paul is listening in Washington, D.C. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, I'm calling basically to contradict and answer some of Jason's statements, which I believe he knows are very well not honest.
Oh, you're talking about Jason who called a while back. He was the high-level Scientologist guy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk about all the high-level defectors out of Scientology, like Mike Render and Marty Rathbun and these people who are right next to the current leader who have left and taking droves of people with them. I don't think he wants to talk about Anonymous, which I protest in front of their building in Washington, D.C. all the time. He talked about how they're no longer involved in litigious lawsuits. There are literally hundreds of cease and desist letters sent out by their law firm against protesters. Their new game is to accuse people of stalking. They accused one of the protesters here of stalking. They accused one in California of stalking. They accused this guy Aaron Saxton of stalking in Australia. They do threaten the press all the time. They threaten Anderson Cooper. They even came out with a...
You can't threaten a man with perfect hair.
I don't know if you heard of it. Yeah, it's like, Anderson Cooper is a bad man. He wears designer T-shirts and thinks he's slick. That was like in their little video made up about this guy. And it was absolutely absurd.
Wow. I think he probably does wear designer T-shirts. And if I was Anderson Cooper, I'd think I was slick too.
So you're saying this guy was totally playing it down, that these people are still out there using the aggression, the threat of aggression from the state to intimidate its opponents.
He knows it because they put this stuff in their common magazines. So it's like, you know, they have whole sections dedicated in their magazines to what they call hate groups or people they label as bigots because they question human rights abuses in Scientology. In fact, if you were to go on YouTube, you can see a lot of protests. If you just put, like, Scientology protest, hit, or violence, and you can see Scientologists in places like Vancouver. Just last week, they beat the hell out of this guy in France. There's pictures of this guy in the hospital. Just for protesting. And it's easily something that can be covered. He also didn't want to talk to you about Xenu, the Galactic Overlord in OT3. He can't. If you go onto YouTube and you search the audio or you go and do the writings, if a Scientologist tells you about OT3 and Xenu the Galactic Overlord, according to L. Ron Hubbard, in his own words, in audio and writing, you can get pneumonia and die because you haven't the immunity to hear the truth about where your body Satan
is. This is kind of like the Christian religion where you can't see God. You know, that it used to be, you know, back in, you know, the older part of the Bible, you know, people would interact with God. Abraham, Joseph, you know, wrestled with him. Jacob, wrestled with him, that kind of thing. And then at some point it came to the point where you can't see God. Now that we have a little temple tent thing that we've built, only the priests are allowed in there.
Interesting. Hey, thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate your call, and thank you, sir, for making it tonight. As we continue here taking your calls, let's talk to Chris, listening to KMED out in Oregon. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Chris, listening to KMED. Chris going once. Chris going twice. Let's try instead. Ed, listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you, gentlemen, tonight?
Hey, Ed, what's on your mind?
Can't talk to you in a while.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mark.
Howdy.
Doing good. Okay, I want to bust these little Christians and these religions, and I've said it on here before. Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful.
Hmm.
All right,
for who was
Christians
that?
And all these,
who said that?
Seneca, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. Just run through that one more time for me, if you would.
Okay. Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful.
Very appropriate.
It's been done with every religion throughout the years, and you know, the idea that your religion can't be corrupted is kind of silly.
Well, I mean, it's a sham they use it. Okay, here we go for the Christians. Intellectual honesty, holding a conviction supported by valid evidence. Delusion, a fixed false belief that is resistant to reason or confrontation with actual facts. Morality is doing what is right no matter what you're told. Faith is doing what you're told no matter what is right.
Ooh, nice.
And also for the Christians, why hasn't God ever healed an amputee through prayer? Have y'all seen that? You can look it up. What does God have against amputees.com or something like that?
It is funny.
Right, I'll talk to y'all later.
I love you, Ed. Thank you. He is the most concise, one of the most concise, brilliant callers.
Well, you know, the faith healers. There are many Christians out there that really don't go for this whole faith healing thing, I'd like to point out.
All right, let's continue with your thoughts and talk to Sam, listening in Kansas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Sam, in Kansas? Going once. Sam in Kansas going twice. Oh, they're getting cold feet toward the end of the show here. Let's try Steve, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Steve. Steve in Indy going once.
Is there any chance the board ops asleep?
No, he's talking to me right now in via the instant messenger. Steve?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Steve, you're on the air. We got you. Go for it.
Yeah, okay. Hey, how do you feel? What's your belief in, do you believe in a creator or what do you feel?
I would say that there's different feelings between the two of us here. I tend to like the idea that you know, there's some kind of sort of intelligent being, whether he is a compilation of all of our souls or whatever, that it's a good being, and that the that the universe was created in order to, you know, have some certain laws. Those laws are if you act in a good way, that good things will happen to you.
I like that. I would say that there are billions of creators.
Okay, well, do you have children?
I have a child.
Do you feel that's the greatest gift you've probably ever received? Or
I'd say that, you know, he's my favorite thing on the planet. I hate calling him a thing, but I think that a thing is anything that's a
I don't mean it as a thing, but I don't want to say object either. But, you know, you know, when you read the Bible and, you know, we're on a sphere and it's spinning in nothing, basically, you know. And the amazing thing is this birth of a child to me. When you receive these gifts and nature, and we're and you know, you're talking about different things of different Christians. Well, all these ears that's walking around, the little brain in between all these ears, they're all different.
Yeah.
So the religion, as far as the religions go, you're not going to find a perfect one. But Christianity is perfect, even though it's imperfect.
Tell me about that.
Because in the end, it will straighten out. This is all, we have to work our way through this. And in the end, we will get there. But well, none of us, we only have minute little bits here.
Here's my understanding of Christianity and why I don't think it can be perfect or work itself out. You know, God is the Father, and like I am a father, and that he has set up, because he is the all-creating, all-omnipotent being, he controls time and all of it, he has set up a system in which I have no control, do not know what the rules are, except for the Bible, and that I can prove that that thing was written by people. It's not like he came down and handed it down, you know, to me, so I don't have that supernatural experience. And if I don't follow these rules, I go to eternal damnation. I wouldn't punish my child by cutting his fingers off if he touches a something I don't want him to touch, but that would be a small punishment in comparison to what God's going to do to me if I don't follow his rules.
Steve, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. We're short on time. I want to try to get James here in Texas listening to KTAE. Hey, James. James?
Hello.
You got about 20 seconds, James. Last thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a comment on the guy, or you said, what would Jesus do? I believe that Jesus wanted to go to peace with another country or another man. He would not start by going to war with them. You want to go to peace with someone, you bring peace. You don't bring war. And
indeed, sir. I agree with you there, and I thank you for the call, and we are out of time for tonight, unfortunately, but there's always more Free Talk Live ahead. So
thanks for everybody who called in.
We'll see you on Monday night, and in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hope you have a super weekend.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.